There was a miller's daughter named Gladys, and all night long she'd sit up and think, oh, to be famous with untold riches and her own line of action figures.
Weeks passed, and the little rabbit grew very old and shabby, but the boy loved him just as much. He loved him so hard that he loved all his whiskers off, and the pink lining to his ears turned gray, and his brown spots faded. He even began to lose his shape, and he scarcely looked like a rabbit anymore, except to the boy. To him, he was always beautiful. That was all that the little rabbit cared about. He didn't mind how he looked to other people, because the nursery magic had made him real. And when you are real, shabbiness doesn't matter.
You snuck into Father's laboratory?
Charles gasped.
Yes, Goosewit. And my new potion makes me as small as a cockroach.
Once upon a time, there were four little rabbits. They lived with their mother in a sandbank underneath the root of a very big fir tree. Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail, who were good little bunnies, went down to gather blackberries. But Peter, who was very naughty, ran straight away to Mr. McGregor's gate.
So, dear, did you sleep well last night?
Frankly, it was the pits. There was a little hard lump in my bed.
Once upon a time, there was a king named Midas. All he cared about was gold, gold, gold. And let's see. Oh, yes, gold.
Magic things happen at the Van Gogh Cafe in Flowers, Kansas, and no one quite knows why. Each day, they turn up their phonograph, fill coffee cups for the sleepy morning people, and wait for the magic to happen. It always does.
Is that not the most beautiful shade of yellow you've ever seen? Find happiness where you can, she said softly. Look for the beauty of life in the small things, and you'll be the happiest person alive. With that, she reached down, picked the dandelion, and slid it into my hair. I knew right then that my mother's words would be with me for the rest of my life.